From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Just when fire crews seemed to be gaining the upper hand over the massive wildfire raging north of Los Angeles, there were two new flare-ups today. In one, the flames have moved to within 5 miles of the community of Juniper Hills. But the fire is no longer threatening major L.A. area communities, and overall the blaze is nearly 50% contained. The fire has spread over more than 242 square miles of land, destroying over 75 homes and killing two firefighters. The top finance officials from the world's major economies met in London today and agreed to continue to maintain their current stimulus policies for now to prevent another recessionary slide. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
In a communique, the G20 finance ministers say that their unprecedented policy actions over recent months have arrested the decline, and they say the global economy is improving. But they remain cautious about the outlook, and they say they plan to continue with policies such as extra government spending and low interest rates until recovery is secured. Nonetheless, they are starting to talk about strategies for unwinding these policies, which will lead to higher government debt and could eventually create an inflation problem if they're not reversed.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. The officials also agreed on the need to control bonuses for bankers, but they stopped short of endorsing a cap on bank executive pay. The Obama administration's nuclear envoy for North Korea conferred today with South Korea's top nuclear negotiator. The meeting came a day after North Korea claimed to have mastered a uranium enrichment procedure that's an easier way to make nuclear weapons. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau has more.
Stephen Bosworth, a former U.S. ambassador to Seoul, met with South Korea's Wee Sung Lak to coordinate an approach that could bring North Korea back to nuclear disarmament talks. After launching its second nuclear test in May, North Korea faced international anger and tougher U.N. sanctions. In a new report carried by North Korea's official news agency, the North said it is both ready for sanctions and dialogue. In previous dispatches, Pyongyang made clear it wants direct talks with Washington, but U.S. officials say bilateral engagement is possible only within a six-nation framework. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, today waded through knee-deep water to get to the site of an airstrike that destroyed two fuel tanker trucks yesterday that had been hijacked by the Taliban. 60 or more people were killed. McChrystal also visited a hospital where some of the injured are being treated, including a 10-year-old boy who was severely burned. McChrystal acknowledged that some civilians were injured in the attack. He's determined to limit civilian casualties in Afghanistan, but that goal is proving challenging.
In an insurgency, often insurgents are not obvious by dress, they're not obvious by actions until they are actually doing a hostile act.
This is NPR News from Washington. The group Helen Keller International has won what is said to be the world's largest medical prize, more than $1.4 million. The organization works to prevent blindness, mainly in Asia and Africa. Allison Roberts reports the award was given at a ceremony in Lisbon.
Portuguese industrialist Antonio Champalimau went blind towards the end of his life, and a huge prize in his name is now given in alternate years for scientific research into sight and for work against blindness in developing countries. The chief executive of the New York-based NGO Helen Keller International, Kathy Spahn, travelled to Lisbon to accept this year's prize.
Loss of sight is a tragedy for anyone, but it is especially tragic for a child at the beginning of their life. Even more so when it could have been prevented, which is so often the case with vitamin A deficiency, which is the number one cause of preventable blindness in children.
Vitamin A deficiency can also so weaken immune systems that common childhood diseases become killers. All this can be prevented with a 2-cent capsule twice a year, with total delivery costs of $1 a child. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
The AAA is estimating that 13% fewer Americans are traveling this Labor Day weekend compared to last year, despite gas prices that are more than $1 a gallon lower. Brooklyn, New York resident Sharon Cummings says she cannot afford to travel right now.
Can't spend any money, have no money to spend. Everything's going up except the salaries, you know? So, I mean, how could you live?
The AAA says the main reason for the decline in holiday weekend travel this year is that Labor Day comes so late on the calendar, after many schools and colleges have already begun classes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.